He said, "I am, lad." "Do you want to tell me why?" "Yes, you see." And the tears washed down the old man's face and his beard. "You see, the father is very fond of me. Me father is so very fond of me. If I asked you right now, do you really believe that God likes you, not loves you, because theologically, God has to love you?" Yeah. "God loves by necessity of nature. Without the eternal interior generation of love, God would cease to be God. But yes, you really believe he likes you, and with gut-level honesty, you could reply, oh, yes, the Father is very fond of me." There would come a relaxedness, a serenity, a compassionate attitude toward yourself in your brokenness, and you wouldn't have to bother buying my new book out there, The Wisdom of Tenderness, because you're already living in it. The awareness of being loved. Oh, by the way, I believe the real difference in the American church is not conservatives, liberals, fundamentalists, charismatics, Republicans, Democrats. The real difference is between the aware and the unaware. Show me a man who tomorrow will be walking through the mall. He'll stop at a men's clothing shop and he's looking in the window, ostensibly at the merchandise, but he really isn't. He's got his eyes closed. And at that moment, he's becoming aware in faith that he's being seen by Jesus with a gaze of infinite tenderness. That's the aware. And the unaware go through the entire week without any consciousness of how tenderly, passionately, of how furiously they're loved by God in Christ. The awareness of being loved enables us to love ourselves without excuses and without questioning. Self-love is not pop psychology. It's not the power of positive thinking. It's a profound act of faith in the love and the acceptance of Jesus Christ. The awareness of being loved moves us beyond the oppressive demands of the ego self. The ego self that is constantly saying, "I have got to get my act together. Okay, that guy Manning's going to be speaking at that midwinter conference. I'm going. I know I've got to hear a word that's going to change my life. I've got to get rid of all these lustful thoughts, all this preoccupation with making myself popular in the ministry. I've got to get rid of this awful idea of seeking the approval of men and women more than the approval of God. I've got to get rid of this judgmental spirit toward other peoples. I've got to develop a disciplined prayer life. I ought to go spend a year in Teresa, in Calcutta with Mother Teresa's missionaries, but I know I really should." That's the key operative word of the ego self. Should. Got this dear friend in New Orleans, remarkable woman, Mary Michael O'Shaughnessy, doctorate in scripture, doctorate in psychology. Walk into her home, huge banner on her wall. You know what the words on it say? "Today, I will not shit on myself." When her friends say, "Mary Michael, you should take a vacation, you should go back in the classroom," she says, "Don't shit on me." The awareness of being loved empowers us to risk becoming our authentic selves rather than a carbon copy of somebody else. If you knew my life story, you know, for 21 years, I tried desperately to become Brother Teresa. I lived around the world in grinding poverty, depersonalizing squalor. Lived in the city garbage dump in Juarez, Mexico, garbage as high as the ceiling. And children, 4 and 5 years old, and seniors in their late 80s, crawling through mounds of dead animals, broken whiskey bottles, every kind of debris imaginable, just to find something to eat or to find a piece of tin they could sell to the hawkers on the side of the road. I lived voluntarily as a prisoner in a prison in Freiburg, Switzerland, where the warden was sympathetic to the idea of priests and ministers living in prison, not as chaplains, but as prisoners. My identity was known to the warden, lived in a cell, worked in a cement factory 8 hours a day. Lived in the streets of New York City with 11, 12, and 13-year-old prostitutes, boys and girls, with the ministry of the Covenant House. See, I could never believe that God could love me as I am, but if I became a replica of Mother Teresa or Francis of Assisi, God might love me then. The awareness of being loved empowers us to risk becoming our authentic self rather than a carbon copy of somebody else. I've got a good friend in New Orleans, Gene Barnes. Decides to take a 3-day vacation by himself. He drives over to Western Georgia. Now, Gene is very much like I am. He's an airhead. And he's driving down the road thinking all these lofty thoughts, runs out of gas. So he steps out of his car,